We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
3 o'clock hour here on Hochman and Crowder.
You got a Cadillac.
I do have a Cadillac.
You throw some D's on that.
I'll throw some BK fries up in that thing.
Yeah, I know you would.
I'll give you all the code word here in a second. I want to make sure that it turns to 3 o'clock officially. And our crossover day will continue. Somebody had a good text here. What do you think? Would you rather have Dwayne Wade Boulevard or I told you that they were going to name it Paul Pierce Sucks Boulevard?
Dwayne Wade.
Really?
Yes.
Solana, would you rather have, I know how much you love Dwayne Wade, would you rather have Dwayne Wade Boulevard or Paul Pierce Sucks Boulevard?
Well, Paul Pierce Sucks Boulevard, for sure. That just is a nice ring to it.
Somebody texts in, Hawk always so quick to shut off the good music. I don't control the music. What do you think, I'm Jazzy Jeff here with the turntable and a mic? I don't control the music.
Get on, Steven.
I'm sitting here with my fader. I'm mixing. I'm Uh-oh, DJ Steven. Zog all of a sudden.
Yeah, he tells me in my ear, turn that music down.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's funny, man. So you'd rather have D-Wade Boulevard than Paul Pierce Sucks Boulevard? Because that, to me, is funny. That's Miami. That's like that. Oh. That to me is like Pat Riley-esque, right?
Yes, yes. But have sucks on a sign for all time.
Yeah.
I just don't know, Hawk.
Even funnier.
They didn't boo him at the fight, though. Remember?
Yeah, so he was there. So what? Did you see him there?
Yeah, I saw him. Big old fella.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
No, listen. Dude's a great basketball player.
Yes.
But, I mean, the worst television analyst I've ever seen.
And the worst decision maker on his
The worst decision maker.
Lives.
Yeah, like just obviously a screw loose there.
Yes.
Based on his predictions when he would talk about the NBA, he had a screw loose, but then to post what he posted. But Paul Pierce, like one of the more unlikable characters, right?
Who?
In like Miami Heat opponent lore.
I would say with the Miami Heat, I think it's all Miami Heat fans. But I was surprised that they cheered him when they showed him on the big screen.
Well, I will tell you, I think that is reminiscent. We always say, not reminiscent, that's not a good word for it, but that's representative of, we've said this a number of times, what you see on Twitter is not really a public opinion. It's such a small arena. So we get all this anti-Paul Pierce stuff because we follow all of Heat Nation on Twitter, and they make it seem like the whole world hates Paul Pierce. And then Paul Pierce gets to that fight on Saturday night or on Sunday night,
yeah.
And people are like, hey, that's Paul Pierce.
Yeah.
It's a Hall of Famer right there.
His cheers were just as big as Fat Joe's and everybody else. Yeah.
Because I remember there's been a few instances where, you know, people are tweeting about, you know, what the reaction's going to be when LeBron came back to Miami when he went to Cleveland the first time, and it was going to rival when he went back to Cleveland with Miami the first time, where they thought that something might actually come to harm LeBron. That, and it was like, yeah, people were cheering him, and it was, you can't really read Twitter. So based on that, I don't think Paul Pierce Sucks Boulevard would go over well, because I think it's Alf and Solana. And Lane, like it's
Alf's at Hooters right now. Hot that you brought him up. I'm just trying to have some wings. Damn you, Hawks.
Talk to the Hooters girl and have some wings.
You know what? I'll tell you, I thought about it when you said it. Like, hey, you know, you saw him. I met him. Yeah, I went up, shook his hand. We were all kind of back in the little green room area. First thing I thought about is that he went to the bathroom on himself.
Mm-hmm.
It was
weird. You can't help but think about that. With all the stuff that he's done in the NBA, that's what you think of.
And like you said, I don't even think about his career. I don't think about the big three, the championships. I turned around, looked back. He had a big-ass chain on, and I was like, hey, he went to the bathroom on himself. But then what up, baby? You good, bro? Yeah, good to see you. Hey, have a all good right. one.
Let's get headlines here.
You dapped up? You dapped up the enemy?
Yeah, I did.
You were cool with Paul Pierce?
I kind of turned around. We were like 4 feet away from each other. He towers over me. I'm 6'3", and he was like, I looked at his chest. First thing I saw was the chain. Then you look up, and he looks down. What up, bro? How you doing? Good, man. You good, man? Yeah, have a good one. Yeah, we
dabbed Crowder loves Paul Pierce, and then I don't know if you know, he loves Dwayne Wade from the Utah Jazz and the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Got on my Lee Nings.
He's wearing his Lee Nings today, Solana. So he comes
You're not.
Yeah, he
you're
is. Not yeah, he is. So he comes into the studio, and he says to me, here's my Lee Nings. What do you think? And I look at him, and then I go, I don't know. I don't know anything about shoes. Like, it just looked like shoes to me. I can't even.
Which ones are you wearing? Like the
yeah. I know
line.
The names of these garbage.
These
ass
are the
shoes.
Li Ning Sevens.
I don't know. I gotta send you a picture, but I'll tell you, I put them on, left the house, then I went. I was up the street at some gastro bar. I stopped to have lunch.
Oh, right here on Second.
And then when the waitress walked up, I shoved my feet under the table real fast. I got so insecure. I'm like, I can't show anybody these. And I don't know. I was cool in the car by myself. Bro, these things are ugly as hell.
I don't know. Like, he asked me, Solana, but I don't know. And so he's like, would you buy those? And I'm like, no, I wouldn't buy those, but I just like a plain shoe. This has, like, stripes on it and almost looks like groovy. You know
weird.
What I mean? Like a 60s vibe. With
and I'm not going to tweet a picture because if I do, then I can't make fun of it.
Well, it'll be the second D-Wade. Day in a row that you tweeted like D-Wade. Pants. Yeah, they look like Zubaz pants.
Yes. And yeah. D-Wade, he gave them to us.
Yeah.
He gave all me, Fred, Chad, and Brandon all three pairs of Li Nings. And I don't know. I appreciate it, but I don't really appreciate it.
Consider yourself lucky because, like, you go
Real
to Li Ning right
Steven,
now.
Steven. You're slipping, man.
Hey.
Jeez.
Come on, Steve.
Wow.
It's 305.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Guy's so worried about fading out the music that
I got it in time.
You go to the Way of Wade, like, section of Li Ning. All of his shoes are sold out. Every single one of those shoes are sold out. Like, you're one of the limited people
it's a successful business venture. Yeah, there's no question about that.
No, and I talked about
it. You talked about it on your podcast.
When we talked to Wade about it, he was like, he doesn't really care about the American market for Li Nings. It's all overseas stuff. Yeah. They don't even make it in the stores. You can't find Li Nings in the stores over here because they're all sold out overseas. Man's making money. I got to respect the money maker, but ugh.
If you didn't tell me, like, hey, but I don't look at anybody's shoes, so I don't know. Yeah. So if you didn't tell me you were wearing Li Nings, like, I wouldn't have said to myself at some point, what are those shoes that he's wearing? Like, I never, I just don't look. But I bet people around here probably would. Probably people, younger people at the radio station.
Because 2 days ago, Jimmy had on some little Jesus sandals, and you didn't even notice them leather straps.
I'm telling you, I don't look. Really? Did it?
Man, he made those at home.
Marcos, what are you wearing over there? Hold up your shoe. You wearing anything cool?
I have the Laney Jordan 14s, not to flex. You know, these are special.
Are those cool?
Okay.
Yeah, are those cool?
No, I'm just saying.
Do I have you, Marcos?
Nah, I saw you at the leanings and I kicked you out of me.
I went to talk to him. He was like, hey, get out of here.
Yeah,
I'll
talk to you another day.
It was the Li Nings, man.
It's Li Nings. I just didn't like it.
All right, Solana, let's get headlines here because Leroy Horde is going to join us in the next segment.
Did you do the code word already? Did that happen or no?
I don't think I did. That's a good point. Thank you. I had to remind Steven about the 305 alarm. You had to remind me about the code word. Giving away $1,000 nationally every hour. And we would love the winner to be someone listening to this show. So here's your chance to win $1,000. And this hour's word is run. R-U-N. Run. Text the word run to 72881. And you'll be entered in the contest, and you just might win $1,000. Text the word RUN to 72881, and you could be $1,000 richer. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. You don't win this hour. We'll give you another code word at 4 o'clock, another one at 5 o'clock. All right, headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Marco's flexing with the 14s. Like, those aren't one of the ugliest Jordans, by the way. I just want to throw that out there.
Is that true?
But whatever.
Hey, hard.
14s
man.
Are like, whatever. Like, nah, I don't know if those are hard. I'm like, whatever. I mean, the 14s are all right. All right. Those aren't hard to find, is I guess
what,
my.
What
the
number
best
are
way
mine, Crowder? What number are these?
Hold on to George Halas.
What is
that? Hold on to Nike.
George Halas is a funny joke.
I
don't think
George
anyone
Halas.
Heard that. That was funny. Those are the George Halas fours. What a great joke. If you don't know who George Halas is, Google image search him, because that's a brilliant
Papa Bear.
Joke. That is such a good joke that I can't even begin to tell you.
Come on.
He's rocking the George Halas fours.
Come on. Those don't have a name. They're just Nikes. They are Nikes, though. I give you credit. You always got some Nikes
they
on.
They are Nikes. All right.
Yeah, they don't name
George
them,
George Halas 4s.
Those have numbers and letters. Oh, the Nikes E1494Bs.
Such a great joke. Oh, dude, my dude over here is rocking the Franklin Delano Roosevelt 10s.
You got right. on the Andy Reid 8s. Get out of here with those, huh?
That's funny, man. Where'd you get those Vermeils?
Oh, man, that's funny. That's my dude over there, you know, in the koozies. You see the dude in the koozies?
Oh, man, those are. They're Nikes, though. They're Nikes, though. That's all I got. I'm trying to make you feel better. They're Nikes, though.
All right, go ahead. Headline, Solana.
This sports update, it's brought to you by Local 10 News on WSFL TV 39. Finally, you have a choice in local news from 7 to 9 a.m. with Alexis Frazier and Gio Insignatis. Now, at a time that fits your life, on WSFL TV 39 tonight in the NBA, Bucks Nets game 3, 7:30 p.m.
All right. Tempted game two. To bet Milwaukee, but now I think maybe we'll bet Brooklyn money line. I don't know. Lines up to 4. There, I told you, Darren Revelle said 75% of the public's on Milwaukee, and so the line has gone up to 4. Now you really got to consider taking Brooklyn plus 4. Yes. Brooklyn plus points.
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
on, man. We yeah. watched the first two games,
yeah.
Hawk.
Yeah.
Is Harden playing tonight, by
no.
the way? I don't think so. An update.
I don't think so. Okay.
Didn't matter game two.
No, they looked better.
Man, come on.
They did not miss a beat.
Flat out better than the Bucks.
The Jazz and the Clippers, they'll play game two following that series. Utah back at home tonight. The Marlins, they lost 4-3 to Colorado yesterday. They'll play the final game of that series, the rubber match, if you will, 7:10 p.m. tonight. T-Raj is on the mound versus Chichi Gonzalez
Very
of
good.
The Rockies.
All right.
In the French Open tomorrow, it's the second semifinal, Djokovic versus Rafael Nadal. Circle that one for tomorrow. And finally, guys, according to a new survey, 19% of people have made a sex playlist before.
Only 19?
Yeah, that's got to be low.
Yeah. I would think it'd swing 81% of people. Yeah. No, yeah, Sonny, you read
I mean, you make
wrong.
A playlist for everything nowadays. Honestly, for everything. You make a playlist for everything. Why wouldn't you make a playlist for that?
Right, but don't most people just have, like, an album that they would put on? Like, they're not
no.
crafting a playlist for, you know, like, a special moment for somebody coming over. They would just put an album on.
No.
Or back in... Your day, Hawk, you would just throw in the 8-track or whatever.
Right, but I'm saying the thing is today, right? Like you're saying how many people have made a playlist.
Right.
So if it's a playlist, you're talking about a playlist. Everyone makes playlists for everything. Yeah.
So
you make a jogging playlist.
Are,
you make
are you
a
saying
driving
people are
playlist.
Lying? Like people are lying about the sex playlist? Is that what you're saying? That 81% of people lied about not having a sex playlist?
Yeah, or it was a faulty survey.
Yeah, but people, some people are uncomfortable talking about sex.
Right, but I mean, a romance playlist. If it was asked that way,
it might
you'd
be
get
different.
80% for sure.
You know me, I don't even fool with music like that. But I got me old action play. I call it the action playlist.
See these Jim Plunkett 11s I got, man?
Better not put them in the bedroom. You got some action lined up.
The
you
Jim Plunkett's?
You walking with them Plunkett 4s.
You need to borrow these Plunkett's?
It's over for you. I'm sleepy tonight. You can go home.
I was going to say, so am I. All right, let's get to whatever you need to get to, Solana, because I want to get to Leroy Horde.
Edwin Watts Golf Shops, they sponsor the Palmetto Championship at Congaree Leaderboard Update. They're home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. Doc Redman, Dustin Johnson, still atop the leaderboard. 6 under par is what they finished at today. And your weather from the DeBesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center right now in South Florida. 88 degrees, partly cloudy. Tonight the lows will drop to around 79, more on the dust plume at 4.
Did we have anything on the dust plume yet?
No info.
Nothing yet, but more.
All right, just more? All right, more at 4.
Right.
Leroy Horde, who does mornings on 790 The Ticket with Tobin. Today is crossover day. We are crossing over with our morning show on 790. Tobin, we gave him the business. We gave him the business at 2 o'clock.
Yes.
Putting your microphone down there, Solana? Just banging it down on the old ottoman?
No, that's not me. I haven't moved. That wasn't me.
I don't know about that. All right, crossover day continues. Leroy Horde next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Hock and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Leroy Horde. Why is he paging me so early?
I'll FaceTime you.
That's what I do in the morning. Who the hell is this FaceTiming me at 6:30 in the morning?
I sure did.
You did. I woke up one morning, hey. 6 or 7 FaceTimes missed. I was sleeping.
I said, hey, is Hock up? Let's see if Hock up.
What do y'all talk about?
Oh, you know when it's Leroy talking to you, you don't talk about anything. You listen to what Leroy has to say.
There's no
give and take.
Hey, Crowder, I'm going to tell you like this. You better stop that line, because I ain't never had a soiree in the middle of Walmart.
Leroy, but then you take over. My wife thought I was cheating on. I was talking to you for 4 hours in Publix.
Leroy Horde,
you had your kids with you,
does mornings with Brendan Tobin. Today is crossover day, and so we're bringing on the entire Tobin and Leroy show. So I was going to have you on this week, and then Tobin was talking about me today, so I was like, I'll just bring everybody on today.
Yeah, that went god-awful wrong.
Man, he had no idea that he was going to end up bad-mouthing Don Shula, I don't think. I think he got caught up in the air.
He thought you bad-mouthed him, and then he heard the truth, and he was like, my bad. Because you know that's how it starts.
What did you think? Do you think that they should name the boulevard in front of the Heat Arena Dwayne Wade Boulevard still? I mean, he's honored plenty, right, with the jersey hanging in the rafters, and I keep saying maybe he'll have a statue one day. I would not be against that. But is the timing right now to name the boulevard D. Wade Boulevard?
Well, the only thing that bothers me is that it's Florida. Dirk Nowitzki got his street named and honored in a week and a half.
Right.
And we've been at this for 2 years now. And so now if you're asking if it's a good time, no, we should have did it while he was here.
Right. Right. So they did.
Now,
right.
No Miami, time is a good time.
Miami City Commission mangled that. They should have done it quick. Right. This isn't something that needed a long thought out process. Right. And now it's a little weird because he's going to have to appear, you know, via Zoom.
Right. But here's the other problem. I mean, you know, they're going to have the people that say, look, what are we going to do if this turns out like Jose Canseco Street? Right. Like they just you have these people that don't want to do it or are hesitant or whatever. And look, when you drive down to that arena, there's one person that you need to acknowledge when you go through there at some point, and that's D-Wade. Like, some kind of way, his name has to be on a street or something that when you get down to that arena, you know, okay, this is where D-Wade played.
And Leroy, something else we got brought up with Tobin earlier was that D-Wade has taken over. D-Wade is more of a, I guess, sports icon in South Florida than the two people that do have streets down here in Don Shula and Marino. People were killing us on the text line. What's the hierarchy of sports icons down here? Did D-Wade take over?
I would say this, that you can argue that D-Wade is, you know, synonymous with championships in Miami, right? But football is still king.
That's what a lot of the texters were saying.
And it's always been. Yeah. So when I mention, you know, give me a star in Miami, you'll say Dan Marino. Now, D-Wade is the most accomplished athlete to ever play in Miami. And he needs to be acknowledged as that. But if you say who is the favorite, I would say that more people will lean towards Dan Marino just because of the sheer numbers. Just because of the, like, think of the crowds that follow football and who follows, you know, basketball. And basketball, you show up at middle of the first quarter, maybe the end of the first quarter. Football, you show up two hours before and drink.
Don't tell that, you know, to Tobin kind of tomorrow that, morning. Don't tell that. He will jump down your throat tomorrow morning. Don't have that take tomorrow.
Oh, no, he can't. Here's the only thing that me and Tobin get into it about. Reasonable versus hype man, right? Like, I can sit here and take a point and a conversation and try to be real with it. Good or bad, whether it fits me or not. If you say anything that may be a slight on a Miami sport or a player, right, then Tobin is going to have a fit. Unless you're trading for a better player. Now, if you trade for a better player, he will fold up shop in no time. Gogi is his guy, but he would have traded Gogi in a heartbeat for Kawhi. Right. Right? So we, and if you ask him, he'd say, but it's for Kawhi. Like, he won't know. That's just him.
Now, let me get into something here that I really wanted to have you on this week. Now, did you ever tear an ACL?
No. I got a wide base, baby. Wide base. Know.
What? He's got a wide base. He's got a wide base.
I'm like a weeble.
So, Crowder's torn four ACLs.
Yeah.
And you know,
yeah, but
Solana.
I had a surgery worse than all of those.
What was that?
So, microfracture.
Where'd you have a microfracture?
Microfracture is when they, you have cartilage damage, like cracks in your cartilage, and they drill holes into your femur, so it bleeds into the cracks, and then you're on crutches for 8 weeks, and the hope is that the blood will coagulate in the cracks and create a smooth surface. So when you hear basketball player, you ever notice when a basketball player, he's out for a year with that? Or how basketball players, when they have it, they never come back. It's brutal.
You had that, Crowder?
Yeah, I had two microfractures, Leroy.
Hey, is that not the worst thing you've ever had? It's painful.
the recovery of it, because you have to rub those scars down and rub that yeah. surface smooth, and the rehab, and that is hell.
Yeah.
So Solana Leroy, you know, he tore his ACL a couple weeks ago, and his recovery has not gone as smoothly as he thought it was going to go.
It's been 3 days, dude.
No, it's been a week now, over a week.
Oh, what are you supposed to be running?
A week and
no,
a day.
No, but he can't. He can't go to the bathroom without his mom.
Well, I think you need to make some other living arrangements if you're still doing that.
Leroy.
Wait. Didn't he say his girlfriend's a nurse?
Yeah. She don't want
and
nothing
mama
to
take
do
you
with,
to the bathroom?
She don't want nothing to do with that.
When I had leg surgery, that wasn't even an option.
But Crowder's saying.
We still living with mommy?
Because Solana, well, he's staying with them while he recovers.
I live in a two-story condo, Leroy. I can't go upstairs right now. It's impossible. Can't go upstairs.
I didn't have those options. I didn't have those options.
Well, neither did Crowder. Crowder had ACL surgery and then was on an airplane that same night.
Yep.
Which isn't comfortable to travel. But Solana had the surgery a week ago, last Thursday, and Crowder has said, you know, at some point here, you've got to be able to put some weight on the crutches so that you can go to the bathroom or you can go make yourself something to eat. But Solana has laid in bed every day. He does the show laying down in his bed. He's got the microphone on a little, you know, like the lap tray that you have when you get served breakfast in bed. And Crowder saying, hey, I've been through a lot of injuries. I'm sympathetic, but you got to get your body moving here. And I was curious, you know, based on your injury history, if you had the same advice.
Here's the problem. Okay, the one thing that they will tell you about knee surgery, especially ACL or anything like that, is you don't want any atrophy. So you want to put weight on that leg and move it around as soon as possible. Otherwise, you're going to get little leg syndrome. Mm-hmm. And that means that it's going to take even longer for you to get back to normal, because you haven't done anything to keep the strength up in that leg. That's why they want you to have the mobility, and that's why they want you to do other things. You have a brace on it, right, Solana?
Yeah, I have to keep it straight.
You have a brace on it to protect you. You have a brace on it so that you can try and put some weight on it. That is to protect you so that
But it hurts.
I know the real word I wanted to. I told Solana, I said, that's what happens when non-athletes try to do athlete stuff.
Don't do that.
No,
don't
do that.
Why?
There you go. Don't do that.
But wait a second, Solana, like, if you don't want him to play the athlete card, but then you just said to professional athletes, it hurts. How much pain do you think these dudes have been in their entire careers? Oh. Like either you allow them to be professional athletes or you don't. Like, you can't say it hurts to them.
I got another word for it. I was kind of, but since the whole basketball situation, you're soft. Yeah. Soft. S-O-F-F. Soft.
I'm not, though. I'm not soft. I'm the contrary.
Really? Really?
I'm hard. I'm hard.
Here.
I'm hard. You know, you want to know why? You want to know why I'm hard, Leroy? Because
what?
Any other person, any other non-athlete would have undergone an ACL tear like I did, and they would have hung it up. They would have hung up their jersey in the rafter. They would have said, you know what? You know, I'm gonna get the hamstring graft, and that's it. Like, I'm gonna go as painful as possible, as the least painful route, and that's it. I'm never gonna play sports again. You know what I told the doc? I said, I want surgery ASAP. I want PT immediately, and get me the patellar bone graft, the most painful process that there is, because I want the best results and I want to kick Leroy Horde's ass in basketball March 2022.
Yeah, but in the meantime, you haven't gotten out of bed in 180 hours.
Well, then if it has to be March, May 2022,
March,
then it's May 2022.
2022. Hey, what kind of life you living?
You're going to be in the bed for four months.
Hey, Crowder, tell him. If you played a sport, you think you have a job when you got back?
That would be funny. What would have happened if you'd have gone to your coach, Leroy, and said, I think I'm on track here. I'll be back in a couple years.
He said, all right, while you're going, we're going to get somebody to replace you. That coach gonna say, we play our first game in September. You do what you do. You do you, boo boo. You do you. We got this.
And Leroy, One more thing, too, just, you know, Solana, because, you know, just let him know, Leroy. So, like you said, the microfracture is, I would say, to your point, is a bigger surgery or longer recovery than an ACL. So how long did you get help to the bathroom after your surgery?
None. Dude, first of all, being a grown-ass man and having to get help to the bathroom, you better have something more than an ACL injury. Otherwise, you just a baby. Wait. We can't even make eye contact because I'ma always look at you as mommy helping you to the bathroom to make doo-doo. We can't make eye contact no more. We can't. Because I'm going to tell you what. If I was, how old are you, 27?
Yeah, 27.
If I was 27 years old and I said, Mommy, my leg, I need to make boo-boo. She said, you better crawl your ass over there because I ain't doing that. You a grown man. What world? That's what's wrong with this world. We are soft. The whole world is soft. Mommy got to help you make boo-boo. Wait, let me ask you. And be honest. She have to wipe?
No. I'm okay.
Immediately into the bathtub, goodness. Right? Immediately into the bathtub.
You just take a shower. And wait, let me ask you a question. Can you take shower on your own?
No, of course not.
So what?
You haven't washed.
Somebody giving you a pat down? Like you in your last days of life?
No, Leroy, I tell you, he has not washed in a week and a half. I guarantee
I have.
You.
No, I took a shower. I told you guys, I took a shower on Tuesday. I took my first shower on Tuesday. Once I'm in the shower, I'm fine. Like, once I'm in the bathroom, I'm fine.
After mommy and daddy get you to the bathroom, you're all right for a couple minutes? You're all right while mommy go get a cigarette?
It's getting in and out of bed. It's getting in and out of bed, Leroy. I have to keep my legs straight. And I can't get in and out of bed with one leg totally straight.
Can I just
straight.
Tell you this?
I'm just telling you like this.
As a man, if I'm thinking my options are to find a way to swing that leg over the bed and get to the bathroom myself or help mom or call mommy to help her make me make a boo-boo, I guess what? I'm going to swing that leg. I don't know what's wrong with you.
I think he's right, though. Not even the macho card, but at some point, like, unless you were physically incapable of
right.
it.
Like,
I
right.
Surgery. You, I am.
Right, you
but
know
I'm
what?
But you have, like,
I,
a lot
I'd
of people
rather
have
a
surgery.
Bedpan. Right. I'd rather have a bedpan.
Right. I'd rather hold it in for a week. I'd rather hold it
Wait,
in for a week.
Right. Then have my mom. The dude. Hey, baby, what's going on? I need to make boo-boo again. Come on. Solana, I would wear an adult diaper before I have to call my mom to tell her to help me to the bathroom.
That's 100%
correct. No chance. There's levels. There's levels of things. Look, there's levels of things that I won't ask my wife. I just deal with it. You know what? I don't care. We've been together for a long time. We've been together almost 20 years. Still, oh, no, I can't go there. Right? You know, it's called being a man. Mm-hmm. Like, look, if somebody need to help me from the bathroom, they have to wipe my face from drooling. That's the only
right.
way.
It's got to be at the very end. It's
right.
got to be, uh-huh. like,
be
yeah,
at
really,
the very end.
Really incapacitated.
Yeah, not just an ACL. Everything else work. I hop on one leg. Boom, boom, boom. I'm just hopping right now. Boom, 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 boom. Where you going?
But you never, although, Leroy, in all fairness, you never had ACL surgery. So when you had it, Crowder, who?
Dude, I've had 13 surgeries.
But Crowder, who helped you to go make a duty?
Me.
Nobody.
Me. I
nobody. Hey.
This is the crazy thing. Solana's talking about he can't stand up. If you can do a single leg squat, you can stand up with one leg. Like, yes, one leg can lift your body up. Lift your body up, Wait. Put your crutches under your arms, and Dude. Crutch your ass down the hallway, Solana.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Have you been to PT
it's a lot easier.
Yet? Have you been to PT yet?
Yeah, I went. Yeah, no, I'm glad you call it PT. I call it PT too. Yeah, I went to PT on Friday.
Let me ask you a question.
You know, Leroy, I know athletes call it PT. So yeah, that's where we're calling it.
Let me ask you a question. Okay.
All right.
Who are you inconveniencing to get there? Because I feel sorry
everybody.
For
them. Everybody.
Everybody. Including everyone on this show.
I had my mom and my dad pick me up. My girlfriend dropped me off. You know, they're checking in every now and then too on me. Would FaceTime them the first time I bent my knee. Like, no, I mean, this is a family thing. We're all getting through this together. Hey. All of us, all the Solanas.
Really? So you got a little boo boo, and your whole family,
Leroy,
like they tore their ACL.
No, Leroy, you're well. Yeah, man. Like that's what family and support is about. If I have to go through it, everybody's gonna go through it.
You are right, but family ain't gonna help me make a boo boo. Like that's at some point you gonna say, you know what, I'm a man, and a man ain't gonna, this ain't gonna happen. But what are you doing? Isn't your girlfriend a nurse? Don't she deal with stuff like that?
You know what, she knows too much because she is a nurse.
That's
and she's
exactly
telling
what
him get his ass up.
She's
yeah.
like, wait a second, yeah. I see patients waddling back from the bathroom,
yes.
like
yes.
during surgery.
I'm surprised she don't get home. She don't come over there and say, be a man, be a man. Like, come on, so, wait, listen, let me explain something to you. I don't care how good you get at basketball when you get back. Just your softness. I'm going to just beat your softness
man,
in any sport.
Man.
I'm going to just softness. Beat your softness.
Okay, okay.
Like, what are we playing? I don't know. Soft. That's it. Pick a sport.
You're playing horse. You're playing
so,
soft.
Bro, you were so lucky. You were so lucky at tore my ACL.
No, I'm not.
You're so lucky.
No, I'm not.
You were the luckiest man alive right now that I tore
Dude,
my ACL.
You probably play basketball and nobody put their hands on you.
Oh, come on. I'm
Dude,
a bruiser
I'm,
down
look,
there. I'm a bruiser
what,
down there. And I'll be a bruiser.
What,
I'll be a bruiser
what
again.
Gonna do.
I'll be
here's
a bruiser.
What I'm gonna
bet,
do.
Bet. I'll be a bruiser.
You know what
again.
I'm going to do? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wear some turf shoes, full gear, helmet, and mouthpiece, and still beat you at any type of basketball you want to play.
Wear your flip-flops. Wear your flip-flops.
I'll beat
you
in flip-flops.
Make everybody else uncomfortable.
Quickly.
Show your ugly-ass nails. Wear your
Solon, I think Leroy hit something on the head. Wasn't this a non-contact injury?
Yeah, totally.
He's so non-contact. He is non-contact. When I see Solon, I see a man bun, and that man bun says non-contact first.
He is non-contact.
Hey.
Leroy, if he beats you in basketball, will you take him to make duties for 1 month? If he beats you in basketball,
no.
you take him to make a duty
no.
anytime he needs
you
to.
You know why?
Because he won't, but he can't beat you.
You know why? Because I am a man, and I don't care. But, hey, Crowder, you could take your best friend in the world. Mm-hmm. There's a level that you won't go. You say, hey, man, I need help with no.
Well, I've asked Crowder this before because my intention, Leroy, I love watching that show, My 600-Pound Life. You ever watch that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I watch these guys, and I go, you know, there's something appealing about getting so big that you can't get out of bed and people bring you food, and there's something romantic about
really?
That to me. But I said to Crowder, you know, let's say my wife has to go out of town. She's got to support us now because I can't get out of bed. So my wife's out of town on business. And I've got some sores under my flaps, you know, because you got to clean under the flaps.
Yeah.
So I asked Crowder, would you come over and clean under my flaps if I was, you know.
Let's make one correction on that little story. If your wife out of town on business or your wife out of town, she ain't out of town on no business.
Well,
she out of town because you 600 pounds.
No, obviously, I'm 700-800 pounds and she's tired of cleaning under my flaps. I get it.
Right.
But Crowder's my friend.
She in Vegas.
Crowder's my friend. I asked him, would he come over, clean under my flaps? Because that's what friends do for each other.
You're going to die.
That's a different situation, right?
No, it's
but
not.
I'm still going to be thinking, how you get this big to where you can't get up and go make a boo-boo?
I don't need to think about it. I'm not showing
up. You, man, like, come on. Hey, Solana, there's a...
Nope, we lose him. We lost Leroy. That's all right.
There we go. I'm back. Okay.
We got to wrap it up anyway. We're way over.
There's a certain
cutoff. Summarize what you want to finish with, Leroy.
What I want to say is there's a cutoff in life where manly men do manly things. Right? No matter what. You know, Ronnie Lott cut off a finger to keep playing football. Mm. Right? I would think the lowest level of manhood is walking your ass to the bathroom and taking a dump.
By right? yourself, yes.
By like it's a given. It's a given. You're like Crowder. Have you ever had to say, "Hey, I'm going to make duty by myself"? Like, that's not an accomplishment in life. You're supposed to already be there.
Start texting like,
I remember when I was five. The biggest accomplishment in my life at five was I wiped my own butt. You're 27.
Went by myself today.
These texts that are coming in. Y'all got me crying at work. I'm laughing so hard. No. I can no longer control my body. I'm laughing so hard. Somebody says, I just turned on my radio. I'm crying already. I can't stop crying. So glad I'm working at home today. You guys can't do a show without Leroy anymore. Somebody says this is 100% a bit. I'm not falling for Solana's nonsense.
Oh, no. Hey,
this ain't no bit. This is no bit. Hey. I know I can sniff his bits out. This ain't a bit.
Hey, you should see me and Crowder in Walmart on the side of the road. We just be hollering. We be just hanging out.
That's what we do.
Oh, man. All right, Leroy Horde. Thank you, Leroy.
All right, man.
There you go. Later. Leroy Horde. It is crossover day. Robbie the Degenerate in the 4 o'clock hour. Jay Figg in the 4 o'clock hour. We went overtime there, but I knew we were going to.
That's what Leroy does.
That's what happens. All right, everybody, take a quick bathroom break. Call your parents. Take a bathroom break. Quick break for everyone. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hawk, have you looked at this man's knees, how he walks?
Will you leave his knees alone already?
I'm a knee guy. Y'all know I'm a knee guy. I'm a proud knee guy, and I watch knees.
Hawk and Crowder.
This first hour and 53 minutes was fun as hell.
And Leroy is something.
Leroy is something.
And think about that in aisle 6 of Publix. But for an hour.
Think about that at 6 in the morning when you wake up. Oh, my God. Someone help me.
That's a hell of a way to wake up.
Texters, man, are absolutely loving that. And he is always radio gold. So that was fun. But we ended up going very long there. And I know everyone wants to get to the 4 o'clock code word now so you have a chance at winning $1,000. So we totally understand. So I am imploring you, because we gave you so much entertainment in the last segment, can you please sit through a very quick commercial break? And then we'll start the 4 o'clock hour and we'll give you the code word and Solana will give you the headlines and we'll get back on track. So everybody, no flipping. That's what Larry Sanders used to say. No flipping. 4 o'clock hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Gatorade bottle because they got the big entrance. Can't pee in a Coke bottle. I got to be a Gatorade bottle because I need the large entrance.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.